Right now we're joined on the air by Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro, who's got a really big weekend coming up with NC Pride tomorrow and then, of course, the Carrboro Music Festival coming up on Sunday. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, this is my busiest weekend of the year. It's perhaps my most favorite weekend of the year. And then actually, Sunday is my absolute favorite day of the year in Carrboro.
And we've talked about this before, how it's just such a cool event, the Carrboro Music Festival is, with just live music all over the place. And just wherever you go downtown or around, there's music coming from somewhere. And it's just such a nice day.
Yeah, and it's especially great when the weather cooperates.
Yes, which like it's going to.
Yes, so, and last year was the first year I could ever remember we had rain like we did, and it was still a darn good day, you know? But no, this Sunday the weather looks to be beautiful, and I was looking over, actually, as I often do, just kind of the various acts and the stages and so on that are going on, and you know, it looks like all the typical stages, but there's always, you know, a few additional ones or ones that are renamed, I should say. Like this year I see we have the addition of the Mercado, the Pizzeria Mercado across from Carrboro Town Commons. And actually, almost everywhere along that little street, that street's picking up, because we have Mercado, we have Balanced Movement, we have Carrboro Family Vision, of course we have Balloons and Tunes, you know, so it's going to be, you can really start at one end of town and go all the way to the other and hear music the entire way.
And you're walking past like 10 or 15 stages between one end of town and the other, so I love that, yeah.
Right, and then, you know, you head toward the Weaver Streetish area, and everywhere has them, and I noticed that, for example, the beer garden has been renamed Cross Ties Beer Garden because, of course, you know, the Cross Ties is opening up there where the old Southern Rail used to
and
be.
And in fact, just opened yesterday, wasn't it? Last night,
I
think.
Yeah, I know the notice was for Thursday.
They had to open it in time for the music festival, because otherwise you're missing out on the golden opportunity.
Absolutely. So, and you got yesteryear's brewery, you know, there. And, of course, all around the Arts Center and Milltown and, you know, all the way down to what's known as Cafe Carrboro, you know, it's at the very end there across from Callister Gallery. So anyway, it's going to be a great day. Really looking forward to it. Lots of different kinds of music.
What do you like the most about it? I know you try to walk around all over the place. So,
you know, some years I have tried to see, I write down groups and, you know, what time they're playing and the kind of music and that I want to see them. That never works.
No, never.
You start at the first one. Next thing you know, you're having some fried pickles. The next thing you know, you're sitting over on Weaver Street talking with someone you haven't seen in a couple years, you know, or you're out on the street, you know, chatting with some citizen about something fun. I mean, that's the kind of day it is. You just meander along. You might get a drink here, you know, a snack here, you know, hear some great music or, you know, there's also a lot of, it's not just music, just the people, you know, the people watching and the group watching and the instruments and everything. It's just really such a fabulously, you know, fun day. So
I think some of the fun of the music festival, and by the way, CarrboroMusicFestival.com is the website. So if you want to get the full schedule of events and the map of where all of the locations are, it's all day on Sunday. So check it out. Some of the most fun of the event is just not picking out bands and going to see those specific ones, but just walking around and finding some artist or some performer or some band that you've never heard of before doing something amazing that it now becomes your new favorite.
Exactly. And, you know, for instance, you know, they try to categorize the type of music, right? So you might see, you know, singer-songwriter, folk Americana, you know, Latin alternative, but then you'll have, you know, like psychedelic indie rock or rural psychedelia or smorgasbord or, you know.
Where they just give up entirely.
Right, you know, just kind of the cool kind of descriptions. You know, sometimes the descriptions, jazz-infused folk, you know, fingerstyle folk, electro space dub. So, you know, sometimes the description of the type of music it is enough to make you go and say, you know, what is that type of music? I want to hear this.
Who is the smorgasbord? I want to know what's the uncategorizable among all those specific categories.
Okay, so uncategorizable, this is at Mercado at 3 p.m. It says Kitty Box and the Johnnies.
All right.
It says smorgasbord.
Where is it again?
That's the one at Pizzeria Mercado.
At Mercado?
Yeah,
okay.
Mercado, across from Town Hall.
I'm going to have to check that one out in particular. All right, so we're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and again, CarrboroMusicFestival.com is the website if you want to find out the full schedule, the map, all you need to know about the festival. There's actually there's a kickoff event on Saturday night, but the whole thing is on Sunday in the afternoon and all the way through the evening.
Yeah, if you want to start your music early at Carrboro Town Commons, the music actually begins at 2 and it goes all the way through till 6 at Town Commons, and then there's a concert at the Cradle that night.
So. Nice. All right. So that's all happening in Carrboro Saturday, Sunday, Sunday especially, of course. And I know some of the performers at the music festival are also affiliated with NC Pride, which is happening all weekend long with the parade and the speeches in Durham at Duke's East Campus on Saturday afternoon. And you're going to be in that too, right?
Yeah. So that's another annual event for the town. And we, as if you've driven through downtown Carrboro, you've seen the Pride flags up. That's kind of how we commemorate. And Aaron, it used to be once a year we'd put them up for Pride. But in recent years, we've put them up whenever there's been an interesting kind of development in LGBT law or
which
civil rights
point means
or whatever.
You just have to leave them up nonstop, right?
right, or bad law. So they've been up quite a bit lately, but it's always up. They're always up in September for the Pride Festival. And the last couple of years, we've gotten all of the members of the Board of Aldermen who are in town to walk in the parade. We all walk in the parade together because they used to contact me and say, "Do you want to march?" And so I started saying yes, but I want the whole board to march with me. And everyone who's in town always marches. And so this year, I know Jackie is out of town, Jackie Gist and Michelle Johnson, they're both out of town. But the other five members, now Sammy Slade probably will not be able to join us because his baby is due any day now.
Okay.
But the other four.
First things first.
First things first, but it depends. But the other four, we're all planning on tomorrow we have actually a dedication of the neat mural we have in downtown Carrboro. We're doing a little dedication ceremony.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Carrboro Farmers Market at 10 a.m. But after that, we're going to head on over to Duke's campus and kind of walk around, check out all the festivities, and then line up and walk in the parade beginning at 1 o'clock and carry our banner, our Carrboro banner.
Sounds good. So yeah. ncpride.org is the website if you want to find out more information about that. Speeches start at noon. The parade itself begins at 1 and runs through the afternoon on Duke's East Campus, and that's going to be really exciting, and the weather's going to be great for that, too. So speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and those are the exciting things that are happening in and around the community this weekend. We also had a board meeting on Tuesday where a couple of big issues got discussed, so let's talk about that, too.
Oh, yeah, work.
Yeah, right. Work. Little things. We got to get to that last. Have the dessert first, and then,
there you go. Right. That board meeting, that thing. So one of the items that was on our regular agenda was entitled Discussion of a Draft Ordinance to be entitled Town of Carrboro Non-Residential Building Ordinance. And so we asked our town attorney to draft this up for us. And so it's in draft form right now. The purpose of this ordinance is to figure out a way to try to address buildings that are basically kind of abandoned in town.
Right.
And specifically, we're talking about the building that CVS owns on the corner of Weaver Street and North Greensboro Street. This is probably the number one thing I get asked about as mayor. Once a year, about once a week, hey, what's going on with that building? Why is it abandoned? Why does it look so bad?
Right.
What's the plans?
And it's right in the middle of town, too.
Right in the middle of town. Yeah. And so a few weeks ago, after, again, some conversations I've had with the CVS folks, which don't seem to be leading anywhere, we asked our town attorney, do we have any legal kind of recourse in terms of asking CVS to clean the place up, tear the place down, do something with it, whatever. And so we asked our staff to investigate, and they have come to us with a draft ordinance. I'll quickly read the purpose. It's authorized by North Carolina General Statutes 168-439. But essentially, the purpose, in order to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the town and its residents and citizens, including but not limited to owners and occupants of non-residential buildings, it's the purpose of this ordinance to establish minimum standards of maintenance, sanitation, and safety related to non-residential buildings or structures as expressly authorized by this general statute.
Okay.
And so the ordinance that was drafted provides for the repair, closing, or demolition of non-residential buildings or structures as a result of a public necessity caused by conditions that are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of falling apart. It's a little bit ratty. So it's our hope that by having a public hearing on this, which we'll have the last Thursday in October, by passing a public hearing, we can then try to address, have an inspector go and address the building, talk with the owners of the building, ask them to try to do something with it to clean it up or, you know, We've made some overtures, some very, I think, positive overtures toward the owners of the facility, and we kind of are being met with really no response. So okay. we're trying to do something to clean up the corner.
This is reminiscent of what Hillsborough is dealing with the Colonial Inn, too. But this is not, what you're describing isn't quite the same thing as eminent domain, though, or is
it? Yeah, yeah, this is not eminent domain. And also, we don't have, thankfully, the overlay of the historic nature of the building.
Right.
So that's another one. There were a couple of different statutes our attorneys looked at. And, you know, I mean, ultimately, Aaron, I mean, there's only so much you are allowed to do under the law,
right?
So, you know, it may come to a point where there's enough fix-up that there's kind of a stalemate going on. But what we're really hoping is that CVS can understand how important this corner is to our town and how, you know, every day or month or year that they have this property continue to look so horrible. You know, they don't see it. You know, they're the people making these decisions are in some corporate office somewhere. But you know, we're walking by it every day. Visitors are seeing it every day.
Yep.
It's, you know, and we've made some offers to CVS to tear everything down. Mm-hmm. We made offers to use it for parking. We've made offers to, you know, maintain it while they decide whatever they're going to do with the property. And it's been met with really kind of, you know, crickets.
Okay.
So anyway, this is our. You know, this is our next attempt to try to get something to happen on the corner.
Okay. So what constitutes a danger? You mentioned there the protecting the health, safety, and welfare of the community. And I know the other thing with the Colonial Inn, in addition to it being a historic building, is it's right there on the sidewalk. There's nothing between it and the sidewalk. There's buildings next door. There's trees all around. So if it catches on fire, that could have mm-hmm. a big impact on other buildings. At least the CVS is removed from other buildings, so I don't think it's that big of an issue as far as that goes, relatively speaking. So
yeah,
what
yeah.
triggers the town's ability to do something?
And you're right. I mean, that's part of it. So part of it is this memo, which we just got Tuesday night. It's like a 12-page memo. It's mm-hmm. based on one, I believe, out of Durham. Part of the details of this memo address that. And I haven't studied it as well as I'm going to before the hearing. But, you know, it does go into things, you know, like everything being in you know, repair and safe condition. You know, if you go by it right now, you can see the ceilings are falling in.
Yeah.
You know, the ceilings are falling in, well, they might have varmints. You might have little critters, like, kind of in there. You might have folks seeing it kind of, you know, broken up and maybe jumping over the fence and trying to stay in there at night. You
right.
know, you might be attracting rats. You know, there's all, you know, I guess that's certainly a public safety concern that we would not want to be kind of, you know, enabling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, other things like, you know, possibility of, you know, excessive kind of, you know, creating an area maybe where someone might go and start a small fire or go try to stay overnight or whatever.
Right, right.
So there's just kind of a lot of things that could be going on. But I think one of the key things we can all see right now is the ceiling seems to be falling in, or at least some of the area around the roof. So
what's the time frame on that discussion?
Well, we'll have the public hearing on the last Thursday in October. And then if we could adopt the ordinance that night, which oftentimes we do.
Okay.
So, and if we do, then we could authorize our administrator to kind of move forward if we have, you know, a particular complaint, which we do. Then the administrator is authorized to exercise the power pursuant to the ordinance to investigate non-residential buildings and structures to see if they've been properly maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And then to kind of go on from there, there's a lot of legalese as to what they're allowed to do, but they are then allowed to enter the premises.
Okay.
And if they find it necessary, then they can contact the landowner.
What would be the consequence of contacting the landowner?
After that, then the landowner, they have a certain amount of time that they have to repair or whatever.
Right.
And then there is some threshold, don't hold me to this, but I believe it's somewhere around 50% of the value of the building, where then it starts to get into, okay, you may have to tear it down.
Okay.
All right. But there's also an outer limit to, you know, protect the landowner because, you know, you certainly don't want towns also going in and just knocking down buildings.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that kind of
or
thing.
Or seizing property or things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it's really our hope that this will start a conversation of some sort just to do something with the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking with Carver, Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and that was one of the items on the agenda that's moving forward. The other one is a concept plan for affordable commercial development on Old 86, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention this briefly because this is something that really is kind of a brand new idea that the town is exploring. The town owns a piece of property off of Old 86. It's about a mile north of Calvander.
Okay.
And it's if you're going north on Old 86, it's kind of on the left-hand side of the road. It's almost directly across the street from what will be the future Twin Creeks Park, the
okay.
regional park. And so this is a piece of property the town bought several years ago, before I was even on the board, as a possible location for a future public works site. And so that's kind of always been, I think, a possibility on the back burner for this land. In recent years, we've tried to reassess that and decide whether there's some way to kind of keep public works where they currently are with some type of reconfiguration. The town has started looking at this property and considering the possibility of trying to create affordable commercial out there. Now, when we talk about affordable commercial, you know, we're not talking about some type of commercial where droves and droves of people will be going and parking like some Target or Walmart or something like that. What we're talking about is we know that we have lots of folks that have worked in Carrboro that have had to move on after they've outgrown small shops.
Yep.
And we specifically would like to find a way to have some type of light commercial, maybe light manufacturing, maybe assemblage, you know, assembly kind of places, maybe even some type of, you know, artisan type where you need a lot of equipment and materials.
Okay.
So that's the kind of thing we're thinking about for this. And so for folks who missed the meeting Tuesday night or who want to go and review it again, it's just a kind of a basic concept plan of maybe 6 to 8 kind of big, almost barn-styled buildings, you know, in barn, like rural in nature, because this is a real rural area, mm-hmm. and then having just a lot of space inside of each of the buildings. And, you know, a business could, you know, rent or lease an entire building or half a building, or it could be, you know, divided up, whatever. There's a very small little house at the front of the land, and there's a little pond beside it. So it's a really beautiful piece of property. And the idea would be to attract some type of light assembly, light manufacturing type businesses to keep this rural kind of character there, but to allow a way that what folks are currently paying for, you know, square footage for commercial space, this will be significantly less than what they're paying in the town of Carrboro, yeah. but not too far away from Carrboro.
That's so. Really good. And I know we were talking about this before we started a while back, but you and I typically both go on the inner city visit that the Chamber of Commerce does, and I don't think either one of us are going this year, right? Mm-hmm. But 4 years ago we went to Bloomington in Bloomington, Indiana, and I still remember from 4 years ago we took a bus tour of Bloomington, which is a very similar city to Chapel Hill, Carrboro. One of the big differences is you drive through Bloomington and there's a lot of light manufacturing. It's a major driver of the economy in that town, and we don't really have anything like that here in Chapel Hill or Carrboro. And there were a lot of people on the bus saying, oh man, how can we do that here? And I know there are a couple of spots in Carrboro where Carrboro folks were thinking, let's do it. And mm-hmm. this is maybe moving in that direction.
This is one. Now, you know, this was a concept plan kind of brought to us. It's town-owned property, so it's very, very, very early stages. It was kind of to ask the board, do you want us to try to investigate this a little further? One of the first things we said was, well, let's talk to the immediate neighbors. You know, go out and meet with the folks around there,
definitely.
Because it is something different being done to this rural character. But I think it's if you're going to develop at all, I think it's one, it's a way that it could be done in a way that least impacts this piece of property. I mean, it's certainly, in my view, it would certainly be better than a public works facility if I lived out there.
Especially if you have it looking rural on the
outside. Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, if you watch the meeting from the other night, you'll see that all these different kinds of, you know, it can even look like real barns.
Yeah.
You know, like barns. and this, I think we also have been exploring a similar type idea out 54 West, because mm-hmm. you know we have old kind of, you know, warehouses and buildings out there. But there are some challenges out there, too, with the watershed and water and sewer and so on. There would be some of that with this space also, but it's not nearly the kind of challenge we would have and we will have if we continue to try to also make it easier for these kind of opportunities out 54 West. So those are two areas specifically that we're looking at for this type of, you know, kind of light office park, if you will.
So we got to let you go in a second, but what's the time frame on that for further discussion?
We kind of directed staff to go ahead and start discussions with neighbors, and if you know, unless there's some reason that we need to hold way back, then they're going to continue to move forward with next steps on what all we would have to do, which is, you know, do annexation, check into water mm-hmm. and sewer, we'd have to get a rezoning, all that kind of stuff.
Are you still talking with neighbors, or is that pretty much has that already been done?
No. This, we directed staff to go and talk to neighbors now.
To neighbors.
Yeah, kind of first before we get out before we get out on anything else, kind of let's get their suggestions and input.
All right, so we'll keep following that. Again, if you're looking for things to do this weekend, ncpride.org is the website for the North Carolina Pride Festival. Parade is tomorrow at 1 at Duke University's East Campus. Mayor Lavelle and 3 or 4 other members of the Board of Aldermen are going to be there, so that's going to be cool. And then, of course, the Carrboro Music Festival all day on Sunday, all over Carrboro, pretty much everywhere you turn, there's going to be great music. CarrboroMusicFestival.com for that. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.